This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, April 5, 2009. The Donkey King. The scripture is Matthew 21, verse 5. See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey. Palm Sunday was Jesus' earthly homecoming. Jerusalem was the royal city in two ways, as the city of Israel's kings and as the city of God. Therefore, it was Jesus' city in two ways as well. As a descendant of King David, whom the crowd wanted to crown as their king, and as the Son of God. Jesus was double royalty. In Jesus' day, a king on a donkey was about as fitting as royalty today being chauffeured in a Volkswagen Beetle. A king riding in a limousine would be more fitting, or perhaps in a tank with his military troops. In ancient times, a king usually rode into his royal city on a war horse as a symbol of military might. Why didn't Jesus lead his people and his troops by riding a horse? Why did he ride a donkey? In riding a donkey, Jesus was deliberately fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah 9, verses 9 and 10. God was not big on having Israel's kings, his kings, riding on horseback. God wanted his kings to be kings of peace, not war. God did not want his kings proudly elevated, but to live as his humble servants who would lead his people in the ways of peace. Jesus showed he was that kind of king, a donkey king. And God wants us to be that kind of people, a humble, peaceful people, a donkey people. Would you pray with me? Jesus, you are the King of mercy and of grace, reigning omnipotent in every place. So come, O King, and our whole being sway. Fill us to live in your humble way. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.